With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. The death toll in the fires in L.A. is 16, but more than a dozen people are missing, and authorities fear the death count will climb. Meanwhile, the Office of Emergency Services says 150,000 people in L.A. County are under evacuation orders. More than 700 people have taken refuge in a number of shelters. Funeral for Jimmy Carter highlighted a rather unlikely friendship with a political rival. Greg Clugston reports.
Jimmy Carter and Gerald Ford were political rivals, with Carter defeating Ford in the 1976 presidential election. But they did not remain rivals.
Little could I know that the outcome of that 1976 election would bring about one of my deepest and most enduring friendships.
That's Stephen Ford, the son of Gerald Ford, reading his father's eulogy at Carter's funeral.
Jimmy and I forged a friendship that transcends politics.
The unexpected friendship was another glimpse inside the exclusive ex-president's club. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Also at SRNnews.com, Wall Street starts the week following some big losses.
The Labor Department says American employers added 256,000 jobs last month. The unemployment rate edged down to 4.1%. Healthcare, retail, leisure and hospitality, and government all added jobs. While it sounds good, many investors fear it will slow Federal Reserve interest rate cuts.
Supreme Court has agreed to consider some reinstating preventive care coverage requirements under the Affordable Care Act that were struck down by a lower court. The case came before the High Court. That after the Fifth U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals sided with employers who said they can't be forced to provide full insurance coverage. This is SRN News. Well, there is yet another reason to fear artificial intelligence.
The Sydney Morning Herald reports that doctors on Australian fertility clinics are beginning to use AI to decide which embryos will be used and which destroyed during in vitro fertilization procedures. The newspaper goes on to say that in most cases it appears that parents are not being informed that a computer program is making such grave decisions. Pro-life advocates have long criticized IVF for its destruction of large numbers of embryos. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
McDonald's joining a growing list of companies pulling back on diversity, equity, and inclusion initiatives. Ford, Lowe's, John Deere, and others dropping their efforts to promote the LGBT agenda and other liberal causes. That after quite a backlash from customers and the election of Donald Trump. This is SRN News. More problems in Venezuela as the president there has been sworn in to serve a third term, but not without some major protest in the streets.
Tensions have been high in Venezuela ahead of Nicolas Maduro's inauguration. On Thursday, huge crowds turned out to protest against him. The opposition leader, Maria Corina Machado, came out of hiding to join, and the opposition say she was briefly detained and then released when leaving the rallies. Since the disputed election, there has been a violent crackdown on anti-government protesters. The opposition candidate, Edmundo González, had pledged to return to Venezuela after fleeing in political exile, but has not said how or when. The government have threatened him with arrest. On Friday, Venezuela closed its border with Colombia in response to an international conspiracy.
That is BBC correspondent Iona Wells reporting, who adds the situation are very tight right now. U.S. and Canada also slapping a new round of sanctions there. More details at SRNnews.com.